Yes, we are live. Sorry, Dan.
Gore readings, flesh wound horror freaks. It was dark and I didn't know what to do. But gore readings anyways. I'm Flesh Wound Dan, joined by producer Todd.
Good evening.
What's up, Todd? How are you doing?
Chilling, ready to talk about the menu?
The menu. Before we see what's on the menu, a couple quick shout-outs. First off, to our new subscriber who literally just started on YouTube, Alexi Gammer. Hopefully I'm saying your name right, but I'll drop his channel there for anybody that wants to subscribe to him. Literally, I think just started. So, show him some love. Tell him Flesh Wound Features sent you. And also, friend of the show, Salvador Ayala, is part of this new anthology, horror anthology book that just came out, Nightmare Sky Stories of Astronomical Horror. And check this out. Really cool looking book. His short in this is The Child of Misery, as you'll see right there. Lots of cool illustrations, and you can order this now wherever fine books are sold. And also, coming soon, Lauren Dixon's new book, Divide by Zero, which we'll talk about when the time comes. So anyways, with that being said, Todd, let's hop right into the menu, because I was very curious about this one ever since I saw the trailer. So this is from director Mark Mylod, and in this one, a young couple travels to a remote island to eat at an exclusive restaurant where the chef has prepared a lavish menu with some shocking surprises. All right, so I'm curious to talk about this one. So I'll be honest, like, I saw the trailer, very intrigued, obviously a great cast, Anya Taylor-Joy.
See, I was the exact opposite. The trailer did nothing for me. It was up there with Pray for the Devil and The Invitation. Trailer-wise, it, like, did nothing for me.
I think the cast kind of buys me some goodwill for me personally because, yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's Anya Taylor-Joy, at least as of now, does not make crap. At least she hasn't so far. And, Ralph Fiennes, John Leguizamo, Judith Light. Who's
I know that was random.
That's always cool. Well, she was just in that American Horror Story episode. So,
The Stories one, right? Wasn't it the other?
Yeah. Okay. Last year. Yeah. Not American Horror Story Cruising. That was, and she plays the Gimp, Todd. I mean, come on. I mean, you know. So anyways, I haven't even talked to you about that yet, but
I just finished it last night.
So my impression from the trailer, obviously you think The Hunt. I was really thinking this would be your sort of typical Most Dangerous Game kind of scenario. You go to the island, you get hunted, and but again, the cast, I was like, oh, maybe there's more to it than that. Certainly The Hunt surprised the hell out of us. And it's not that.
Dan means him. I don't know why we got the us on that. We were all expecting to like it other than Dan.
Yeah, well, other than me. But so it's not that. It's not just a typical scenario where they just go to the island and get the elites get hunted kind of deal. That's what I thought it kind of looked like.
They definitely tried to make people think that, I think.
Yeah.
If they advertise it exactly as it is,
yeah,
it's hard to draw.
very much so. Having said that, I think it's better than what they tried to advertise it as. So you could say, I don't know if you'd agree with this, a little more social satire than outright horror, and that's not a bad thing because I thought it was actually.
Yeah, really you put horror comedy in the description. I was like, no, this is not a horror comedy. There's nothing horror about it. While it's humorous, I think
you could still put it in there. There's some butchery. There's some gore. You know.
Yeah, but that gore doesn't mean horror.
No, but it's a horrific situation. There's some suspense. So,
yeah, but there's no scares. I think you nailed it with social status. You're actually arguing out of me agreeing with you, Dan. So stop it. Whatever social satire, dark comedy, any of those, but I think horror comedy is misleading to people.
Yeah, probably. Sometimes we make these, we're not really sure. So that description was in the...
I added dark comedy at least.
So. Yeah, dark comedy. But whatever you want to call it, I actually think it was really, really good. There's a lot of mystery and twists here. We'll probably talk about it briefly in spoilers, but we'll do our non-spoiler review for you guys first. I loved it. I thought it was just a great sort of parody of the 1% and sort of a foodie culture in general. When I used to visit like Portland, like very known for that, like very like upscale type restaurants all over the place. They used to do these weird gimmicks, like where they brought out the sea rocks in the movie with the scallops and everything. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of like, you know, like, okay, I'd really just like to fucking eat right now. I am going to call, maybe I misheard this, but don't you think $1,250, while an insane amount of money for you or me to pay for a meal, was a little on the cheap side for like sending you to an island on a boat? I kind of got a vibe that this should be more like 12 grand a plate or something. This really felt like very upscale. When I heard that number, I was like, something's not gelling for me there.
Yeah, maybe that was just a plate, not the airfare and all the other shit. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe that's the case. That was just like a little thing.
I didn't hear the number though, so I can't even, like, I couldn't confirm.
Unless it was 12,000 or something, I misunderstood. That's... But I thought I heard 1250, and I was like,
"Well, did they just say 1250?"
I thought they did just say 1250. Maybe, I don't know. Well, wouldn't but that be, either
wouldn't
way,
that be 12,000. 1250 would be 12,000. Not.
No, 1250 would be 1,250. 1,200. Would be one, yeah, but I don't know if that was the number. I just think that was a bargain. But so there's a couple conveniences to the story that are spoiler heavy. That again, these are very minor things, but it's actually, you know, it's fun. It's a funny movie, in a very, like I said, subtle way, not so much, you know, there's not gags as such. Just Nicholas Holt, I thought, was just hilarious. But when it gets dark, it gets dark. Actually, this is a pretty sad movie in a lot of ways. Let's just say the big bang where the shit starts to hit the fan. Like, there's a lot of like, oh, holy shit. I'm kind of disappointed Pugs didn't see it, because I think this might be a Pugs movie. I really loved it, and I have a lot more to say in the spoilers to break it down. Ralph Fiennes and Anya Taylor-Joy's interactions, I thought, were fascinating. When you're kind of revealing, when there's certain reveals about her and motivations with Fiennes, I thought that back and forth acting was just excellent. This is kind of a sleeper for me this year. I kind of want to watch it again, but don't expect balls out horror. That's certainly fair enough. But
social satire, Dan nailed it.
Yeah. Did you like, there's a lot of food in this movie. Did you enjoy the last, bit of food we get? I thought that was
by sweet. Last, you mean the dessert or last the other?
Oh, part? I guess I should say second to last. Yeah.
That shit looked delicious.
I fucking loved the ending. This one sticks the landing on the ending, which has been a problem for a lot of movies we've done this year. But this one, I thought, stuck the fuck out of the landing.
I will say this though, I think with two lesser actors, this movie would not have hit close to as hard.
Mm-hmm.
I think they elevate the movie. Well, this could come off as just a little bit too, I don't want to say snooty, but I think
it's a satire of snootiness, though.
I know, but it could still be pretentious at the same time. There's other stuff that does do that. I think it nailed it perfectly. I think the cast is good. It's good seeing John Leguizamo in something, you know, theatrical.
Okay. Not to cut you off, but question.
Yeah.
I think he should have played himself. And this shitty
The Pest.
The Pest, yes. That shitty movie he kept referencing. Like, not to give anything, but just like, I saw it on my day off.
that would have been hilarious. Hey, if I just saw Ashley Judd play herself in the movie, I could see John Leguizamo.
He should have just been himself. I think it was the perfect tone to do that. I think it would have been hilarious.
But then would it have been too over the top? I mean, people could be like, no, I think that could get focused on a little bit too much and take away from, like, people talking about him playing himself and all this other stuff, and it can almost be take focus off the actual thing.
I would have just lent right into it. Judith Light, we would have taken out the one guy and had Tony Danza there.
Okay, I totally would have done that too. Yeah. See Cody get his finger lopped off? Oh, shit.
They're out to dinner with Alyssa Milano. I would have just dove right in. But, yeah, I love this movie. I hope people don't get too caught up on it maybe not being horror enough for them. I really think you might like this one. It's definitely I don't know that it cracks my top 10, but I had a really good time, and it's not what I was expecting, and in my opinion, in a good way. There is some blood. There is some, you know, very macabre goings on. So, I still kind of sort of. Maybe just horror second, social satire first.
I see no horror in it at all, but that's me.
Well, you guys watch it and you let us know where if you think it could qualify.
Because I don't think gore makes it horror. I don't consider you consider Apocalypse Now's gore make it. Does that make it horror? It's a horrific situation.
There was definitely some fear here, though. Again, I'm dancing
around. There's fear in the goddamn war movie, Dad.
That first moment, it's also a very, like I said, it's very depressing when you sit and digest, no pun intended, the whole movie. It's a very depressing movie. But, well, I want to talk spoilers. So
yeah, I figured
we're going to go ahead and rate it, and we can talk spoilers.
Let's do that. Dan, what do you give it? Do you want me to go first?
Oh, go for it. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going back and forth this one too, between a 4.5 and a 4. I think the fact that I'm not like dying to watch it again, like right now, like this is like I have no problem watching it again, but it's not going to be a go-to. So I'm putting it at that 4 with room to grow.
I'm a 4.5, and I actually do want to watch it again. So
and that's the difference. Yeah. See, that's the extra half.
So, all right, well, let's get into spoilers, short and sweet on the review, because we don't want to give a whole lot away.
All right. Yeah.
If they used The Pest, it would have been 5, by the way.
I'm not even going to argue. If that Tony Danza showed up, yeah. All right, there we go. Spoiler time.
There we go. Now, Todd. What was the most delicious looking meal on there? And you may not remember them all, but
the fucking cheeseburger. The fuck.
It looked like a good cheeseburger. And I just started a fucking diet right before I'm watching movie.
I will tell you, because like it was late and I had to get food on the way home. I had that fucking Wendy's goddamn Italian, whatever fucking burger. And it was the most disappointing thing I ate in my life. After seeing that burger, I was mad.
Is it like
I felt calorie? Yes, it's got like a layer. Well, depending on how many layers of beef you get beef, mozzarella cheese, like one of those big cheese, like it's a giant circle fried cheese on top of it. And then your bun and shit and marinara sauce. Yes. I wanted to get the spicy chicken, but it was out. So I got the burger when I was so mad. Sorry. Didn't mean to turn this into Todd's food review of Wendy's new burger. But
makes sense.
After seeing that delicious burger,
the best burgers always are discontinued. It's always sad.
Ghost Whopper. I'm still fucking mad.
Make it a full-time thing. Why not? It's not that hard to do it.
Big T said, this movie almost felt like it would have been more suited for streaming, even though I was happy to see it on the big screen. Yeah, I can't even argue. This seems like it is a smaller picture. You really just have one setting, and it's really an acting piece. It's not...
Yeah,
you can do this as a play.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, you could definitely. Well, there's certain islands.
There's a couple things, but yeah, I mean, you can work around those.
Yeah, you could rewrite it to benefit that. Yeah, I mean, now, so obviously, we get that first. Like, when he starts browbeating the guy, it's like, you'll never have my talent. And he just like running him down. I'm like, holy shit, this is getting intense and not exactly in the way I was thinking. Then he just like blows his brains out like that. I was like, oh, okay, so this is not just like some cult, although I guess we would have to consider them a cult to a certain degree. The actual hunting part is almost kind of a joke. Like these people don't know how to do anything. They get caught immediately. That's all just kind of a gag. And just everything, the way the story builds, everything came together perfectly for me. That last sort of, well, towards the end, where he's like, there were enough of you. You probably could have overpowered us and got away. you know, because it's one of those things I'm thinking, I'm just like, you know, there's a lot of young, strong enough dudes here. And I didn't, you know.
And even after they're told that, they don't do anything.
Yeah, they just lambs to the slaughter.
Bunch of fucking bitches.
They've never, and I just love that. And when she of course saw the picture, like the one happy picture of him winning that hamburger competition, and then you know that last like, I will make you the best cheeseburger you've ever had. And then that part, I was just getting hungry and longing.
I'm glad I saw that one second.
Yeah.
Well, either way, I would have left hungry or horny. So maybe it was better this way.
Anya Taylor-Joy does.
I was talking about the other movie.
Ah, okay. well, yeah, I just. And when we find out that she's not a real, that they're not a real couple, and the whole hooker thing, I did think it was a little convenient that she would just happen to know Judith Light's husband. That felt kind of like just a, okay, kind of a, yeah, plot convenience there. But other than that, man, just everything about it, it just like you said, just people in a room dialogue, and they got me from beginning to end. I would say, If for some reason you watch this and are a little indifferent to it, you might even grow to like it more on repeated viewings. Really, really just kind of depressing. I could maybe make a case like, how would he have gotten this many people to essentially go along with the sort of Jonestown kind of thing at the end like that? But yeah, I think it all kind of works. And even Fiennes was like self-aware that, you know, he had been a piece of shit. That whole speech with where the woman like just stabs him because he tried to Weinstein her. All of those scenes were just so good. I hope people check this one out. I do worry that there are going to be a lot of like, oh, it's not really a horror movie kind of.
But it's not. I mean, they mismarketed it to make it seem like it's The Deadliest Game or The Hunt.
Well, you're it's not going to. I get it, but you're also.
Well, like, it's fine. Most people aren't going to watch this still streaming anyway. Let's be honest. This is not when people are busy watching Black Panther. This is not a run to your theater, have to see it on the big screen movie. Unfortunately, when this is the movie, all the horror fans, even though it's not really horror, to get different stuff in theaters, this is what you need to go see.
I mean, we do have like people being burned alive, fingers being cut off, suicides.
I'll give you that.
There's a lot of like macabre sort of things. This is one of those movies I honestly just don't care what you call it. Like, call it what you want.
Like, The Lighthouse is another one like that. It's kind of hard to put into a box. Exactly.
No, but Lighthouse is definitely a horror movie.
I've disagreed with that from the beginning, but we've had that discussion.
We'll have to do a watch along and we can decide in real time again.
I'm down. But on that note, I think
I think we covered it. Go give it a watch. If you're burnt out on all the MCU bullshit, you know, not every movie in the theaters has to be a special effects epic. I think you'll enjoy this one. Definitely not a boring film. I don't want like social satire to scare you away. There's plenty going on in this film, even though it is more dialogue driven, but there's plenty going on. On that note, guys, Slashmas is coming soon, so stay tuned for that. Patreon.com/FleshWoundFeatures. It all starts at just $1, and you get exclusive, uncensored, and original content on there. And be sure to – what else do I have to pimp? Home Sweet Home commentary coming – or watch-along commentary. Coming soon for Thanksgiving. Also, a Jack Frost double feature commentary. That'll be kind of kicking off Christmas season officially.
And next Thursday, we're gonna be doing the Vinegar Syndrome and other Black Friday sales show.
Yes. We're going to be hanging out. We'll talk Vinegar Syndrome and everybody else. So, you know what? We're all probably shopping at home, so come shop with us and hang out and let us know what you're buying. That link is already up. So that being said, good night.
All right.
Go eat a cheeseburger.
Yeah.